Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this newscast is sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. The Huron County Sheriff's Office wants everyone to enjoy this important holiday weekend. However, activities that usually accompany it to have on occasion made for a bad holiday weekend experience. To name two of those activities that can be problematic are fireworks and boating. Improper use of fireworks has disrupted neighborhoods, caused property damage, and even worse, caused serious injuries to a few. Safety and exercising caution when using fireworks is a priority, with being respectful to your neighbors is a close second. Every year, our county's law enforcement agencies respond to late-hour noise complaints and property damage caused by fireworks. We ask firework enthusiasts to be mindful and to be careful when using them. Our county shorelines consist of nearly 100 miles of shoreline. Unfortunately, the forecast for the holiday period is indicating there may be some unfavorable conditions from time to time for boating, and boaters are advised to stay updated daily with the lake forecast. For those able to make it out, make sure your boat is properly equipped with and observe state and federal laws that pertain to safe boating. For the last several years, Huron County's North Shore has become a very popular kayaking destination. These waters also have been the scene over the years of many emergency situations involving kayaks. Kayakers are strongly encouraged to understand that even though this time of year is considered to be the unofficial start of summer, water temperatures right now are only in the mid-50s to lower 60s, and short-term exposure in it can lead to hypothermia. Nearshore southerly breezes can also leave a false impression for favorable kayaking, and the further you go offshore, the waves and currents will increase and it may become difficult to return. Under no circumstance should anyone venture out without a proper fitting life jacket. The most common cause of death in kayaking accidents are overturning or falling overboard, and a life jacket often becomes the difference between life or death. If you don't have a life jacket in a Port Austin area, an assortment is available at the life jacket station on the Bird Creek Beach, courtesy of an eighth-year effort of our office, the Village of Port Austin, and the Port Austin Fire Department. Loaner life jackets are also available in the Caseville area at the Municipal Harbor, courtesy of the Harbor Commission and local merchants. When done with the borrowed life jacket after a trip, you're asked to return it. Tickets yearly are written by our Marine deputies to those who ignore the life jacket law. Besides the importance of a life jacket and having proper attire for the cold water conditions, we ask kayakers to at least carry a cellular phone in some form of waterproof container. We also ask that kayakers be respectful to shoreline property owners and their privacy rights. Every year, trespassing complaints are called in and many resulting in enforcement action. The Huron County Sheriff's Office and its deputies wish you a safe holiday weekend and thank you for your cooperation. And AAA is once again rolling out its tow-to-go program for the Memorial Day holiday weekend across Michigan. The free service is aimed at preventing impaired driving by offering motorists and their vehicles a ride to a safe destination within 10 miles. The emergency transportation option begins at 6 p.m. Friday, May 22nd, and runs through 6 a.m. Tuesday, May 26th. AAA says the program is intended as a backup plan for drivers who find themselves without a sober ride home and cannot be booked ahead of time. Officials continue to encourage people to make transportation arrangements before celebrating. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. from septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news. A 75-year-old woman is recovering after gunfire struck a home in Buena Vista Township early Saturday morning. Police say shots were fired around 1:30 a.m. at a residence on Whittier Street. Investigators say three rounds hit the home with bullets traveling through a wall and a window. One of those bullets struck the woman in the shoulder. She was treated at a local hospital and was reported to be recovering as of Monday. Two teenage boys were also inside the home at the time, but neither were hurt. A Michigan State Police canine team searched the surrounding area following the shooting, but no suspects were located. The investigation remains ongoing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.